Can you give us a rundown of who didn't practice Bengals lately?
Cromartie for personal reasons. Owusu, Marcus Williams, and Jaquan Jarrett. Laminate was Harris, Willie, Lyle Powell. There's one or two more. Top of my head.
Would you like Marcus? Did you mention Marcus Williams?
I said Marcus did not practice. He did not practice.
Would you anticipate that Cromartie would play on Sunday?
Yeah, he's playing.
What's your experience with bye weeks in terms of either keeping, you know, there's two ways to look at it, keep the momentum going and it's kind of maybe it gets halted a little bit, or your team is fresh, you got some guys coming back. Do you feel like this could, well, has helped you, or is there potential at all when maybe the team, you know, isn't as fresh as a routine?
You know, it's good to get in the routine, but in the bye week, I've been on the bye team where we practiced all week and we got killed that Sunday. I've been on the bye team where we were off and got killed. So I think it's a matter of a feel for your team and fresh and just getting them prepared to play. You don't look at it too much one way or the other than getting these guys some time off, or you don't have this pressure and the stress on the Sunday that you normally have because you're off. But I don't look at it one way or the other.
Can you Is it hard or easy to measure the last 2 days of practice and what you see out there, you know, compared to what you were seeing prior to the off days?
Monday was a little difficult because they just came back and it was the first day, and that's why we practiced on Monday. But Wednesday and Thursday, we get back to our same practice routine we had before the bye.
Todd, do you subscribe to the trap game idea with New England on the horizon after this week?
No, we just focused on Washington.
Have you ever seen evidence of a trap game as a player or coach?
Not that I can give you evidence on, no.
Coach, speaking of Washington, what have you seen from this defensive front seven, and what challenges do they present to your offense?
I mean, they're big, they're strong, they get after the passer, they're very good in the run game. I think Joe Barry's doing a great job with the guys down there, and they really get after it. It's going to be probably one of the more physical ball games we play.
Todd, have you ever been a part of a run on defense? You guys have not allowed a third down conversion in the last 18 attempts, which seems
I don't think I have. You know, I might have had it one game. I don't think I have in that regard, but hopefully we can keep it up.
Is there why? Can I ask you why? You've been 18 for 18?
There's no science to it. You know, a couple plays we got lucky on. It wasn't all us. Sometimes it was them. A lot of times we made a bunch of plays, whether the balls was tipped or sacked or they threw in completions. We just find we want to keep it going and build momentum, and hopefully we can keep it up.
What's your take on their running attack? And their time possession is hugely skewed. Obviously, they got three backs that get after it pretty good.
And they're tough. They got a huge offensive line led by Trent Williams. You know, they drafted Sheriff, the first round pick out of Iowa. They can play ball well. They got Jones out of Florida, Morris they already had, and they got the scat back who also runs up inside very well. And they present a problem because they just grind you, and then something breaks. And to have three backs like that, keeping them fresh and running the ball, makes it a tough challenge.
How is Morgan Moses? I asked you about Scherf yesterday. Morgan Moses, kind of another young guy on the right side. What have you seen from him?
He gets after it. It looks like Trent Williams taught him a lot. He gets after it. He's got great feet, you know, and these guys really run well, and they got power. They get you running sideways, and then they power you up going forward. So their offensive line has been very good, and he's been very good.
Todd, I know it's not something you can control necessarily at all, but would you prefer to see the bye week come later in the season so there's a little more balance to your schedule?
Yeah, like you said, I can't control it. So, you know, everybody wants it to come at the halfway point until people start getting hurt, and then they need it right away. So, you know, it's one way or the other. We just have to take it as it comes.
Will David Harris be limited in any way on Sunday then?
No, he'll be fine.
What about Michael Powell? What are your confidence level with him being able to play?
Hopefully good. He's still got two more days to heal up, and we'll see how he looks on Sunday morning.
Willie going to go on Sunday?
He'll be another one. We're going to see how he looks.
Does it get any more difficult to go over the corrections and get guys to think about what they have to do better when the team is winning versus, you know, coming off of a loss?
Yeah, it always does because, you know, you have to deal with success one way or the other, you know, you got to deal with it with the accolades that come with it and continue to do what you got to do, or you deal with it by hanging out too much and not doing the things you have to do. So we got to make sure that although short, minimal, brief success for 4 weeks, if you want to call it that, we still have a long way to go to get better and do things we need to do. So we have no reason to be patting ourselves on the back.
Are there other areas besides like the corrections that where you have to battle that?
No, I mean, even as a coach, you can get too smart. You always have to stick with your base fundamentals and your core fundamentals. You don't try to design and out-scheme and do everything because you can get a little exotic that way. So you have to make sure you keep yourself under wraps and make sure that it's all about the players that's out there and not coach too far. So that's one aspect that can come up too.
Do you get a sense that the players have bought into the notion that, they haven't really accomplished anything yet?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's only 3-1 a quarter of the season. We've only played one quarter. It's like a game. First quarter doesn't mean you lost the game. First quarter of the bye week doesn't mean we got to the playoffs. So we got a long way to go. The season's young. You can go from the penthouse to the outhouse real quick.
Who are some of the leaders on this team?
Oh, we have a bunch of them offensively. Fitzpatrick, Marshall, Decker, Ferguson, Mangold, you know, Breno. I think we got a bunch of them on defense. Revis, Cromartie, Harris, Snacks. We got Mo. We got Pace. We got DeMario. We got a ton of guys with leadership on this team, so it comes from a different guy all the time.
Everybody good?
What are you hoping to see from Devin Smith as he progresses through the rest of the season?
The grasp of the offense, playing a lot faster, using his hands a little more, getting off blocks, and playing at the speed he's capable of playing.
Is Darrell, I mean, he's obviously putting up numbers. He has the takeaways. Now that you've been around him for a few months, how is it compared to what you thought he was like coming in here? Is he kind of surprised you in any way, shape, or form?
I don't know if I had any preconceived notions on him. I knew he's a good football player. I've watched him over the years, but mostly personally, his personality that blends in with the other guys and him playing like he's still 22, 23 years old, and just his love of the game and the way he prepares is more impressive than him actually playing.
Do you think you would play like and act like an older guy?
No, I've just been around different guys. I didn't know how to take him because I didn't have any preconceived notions. I know he's very bright. I know he's very dedicated, but to see it day in and day out and see how he gels and how he prepares is impressive.
Are there cases where there are star guys like that, highly paid guys like that, who don't quite fit in? It sounds like you were maybe a little surprised that he kind of, not necessarily surprised, but pleasantly observing the fact that he fits in.
Just observing from the fact because I didn't know him, not because there was anything going on one way or the other. I've been on teams where there's stars that don't fit in and just all about themselves, and he's a team first guy and he's all about winning.
I'm not sure what the percentages are, but in your passing offense, Brandon and Eric seem to be the one thing, the majority of the balls and the majority of the success, which is work. Can you live with that, or do you guys need a third option or a fourth option to emerge here?
No, going forward, we're going to need a third and fourth option and probably a fifth option. If we want to get to where we need to be, I think everybody's going to have to contribute going forward.
Thank you.